Can Nancy Graham save the solar system from the evil Sussman Borgstad? Is there such a thing as magic? Or are we simply the heroes of our own stories? All systems nominal, noted Nancy, despite the fact that she was one of only two human beings to have set foot on another planet, and that she was supposed to be examining the place that would keep her alive for the best part of a year. Nancy found herself staring at Jerry, who was staring at the food supply register, which wouldn't have been remarkable if his face wasn't frozen into rictus anger. Are you okay, Jerry? No. How would I be? Someone's helped themselves to the D-High dinners. Now, as a scientist, Nancy should have replied with searching questions designed to get to the bottom of what happened. She didn't, because Jerry's stressed face had temporarily limited her vocabulary. Who? She asked. Who do you think? McLaughlin. Who else? Jerry paced across the room, paused, paced some more, and said, I should have known he'd do this. But we've just spent 8 months inside a spacecraft with the man. How could he have been in here and stolen food? I don't know everything about outer space, Nancy, but I'll tell you this much. Like Sherlock Holmes said, when you eliminate the possible, what you are left with, however improbable, is the truth. Trevor robbed the food. Nancy made two attempts to react to Jerry's statement. The first was, I'm not sure about that. The second was, but Sherlock Holmes is a fictional character. Jerry did some more pacing and said, right, that's it. I'm going back over to the lander and bursting a snot out of that fella's face. He then stepped into the airlock, leaving Nancy to examine her new home.